all over the country, the same story has played out again and again. A developer buys an old apartment building, the tenants find notices on their doors telling them they have to move out, and the developer renovates the building for new tenants who can pay more. You're listening to KNKX, and this trend has sent people with low incomes scrambling for housing in our region's booming market, and some have ended up homeless. KNKX South Sound reporter Will James introduces us to one group of tenants who have until Wednesday to figure things out.
You could live in Tacoma for years and never notice the Merkel Hotel. It sits above an empty storefront that was once a weed shop near the intersection of two highways. A bunch of the windows are covered in plywood. There's a sign outside with the word hotel outlined in rust, but this is an apartment building. And for many years, it was the only thing standing between the people living here and homelessness. Alfred Kirk has lived here about 15 years.
I've heard this place, you know, referred to as, you know, quote, the last stop before the mission, you know.
Before the Tacoma Rescue Mission, the shelter.
Yeah. You know, it was also referred to as a kind of the first stop on the way up. That kind of leaves a void, you know.
Earlier this year, a local developer bought the Merkel Hotel for $1 million and plans to convert it into micro units for students at the University of Washington, Tacoma. The developer, Eli Moreno, didn't respond to requests for comment. He said in a news release this spring that the project would contribute to the great changes happening in the neighborhood. But it means everyone living at the Merkel Hotel has to move out by the 31st. What happens when a building like this goes away? It means the people living there are in a state of stress and chaos. And because people are moving out all the time, this stress and chaos stews in quiet, echoey hallways, like Alfred's.
No one else left in this hallway, and I believe there's only one gentleman in that back hallway as well.
Alfred's a good person to introduce us to the Merkel Hotel. He's lived here longer than just about anyone who's left. He spent most of his adult life working different jobs at SeaTac Airport, most recently pushing disabled passengers in wheelchairs. It's clear he hasn't packed yet. He and I can barely fit into his studio at the same time.
Okay, let's do this. Move this out of the way.
Alfred sits on his bed, I sit in a folding chair, and our knees are almost touching. He lays it out for me. The only reason people live at the Merkel Hotel is because it's the only place they can live. Everyone pays $395 a month, a third of Tacoma's average rent. And the barriers to entry are non-existent.
You know, you didn't pay the first and last month's rent and security deposit or anything like that, or have your name run through a credit check or whatever, you know?
Alfred knows he won't find a place like this again. By some measures, Tacoma has some of the fastest rising rents in the country right now. I keep asking Alfred what his plans are for the end of the month, and he keeps being vague. Finally, he says this.
I'm not giving myself, allowing myself to give much thought to this because, once I do, calm goes out the window.
Elsewhere in the building, people are laying plans. Leonard Johnson is on a mission to not become homeless again. He was homeless before he moved to the Merkel Hotel a couple years ago. This time, he has a plan. He's going to get on a Greyhound bus and head to Yakima, 150 miles away, to hunt for a place he can afford.
I don't even know if I'll be comfortable in Yakima. I don't know too much about no Yakima. But if that's what it takes for me to be able to pay my rent, that's what I have to do.
Leonard doesn't want to leave Tacoma. He has family here. His doctors are here. But he says he lives off $600-something a month from Social Security. He has problems with his back and other issues. When Leonard looks for studio apartments in Tacoma, he finds they cost double or almost triple his entire monthly income. And when you talk to him about this, he's baffled by it. He can't understand how there could be such a mismatch between people's incomes and what it costs to have a roof over your head.
All you're doing is creating a homelessness more and more. All you're doing is feeding the fire. The fire is going to consume you. Which means however much money you have, you're going to start seeing homeless people in your neighborhood. You're going to start seeing homeless people eating out your trash cans.
Leonard is clear, though. He has no love for the Merkel Hotel. It's not a nice place to live. His arms are covered in bed bug bites and wounds from scratching them. There's an infestation throughout the building, and tenants say it's gone on for years. Down the hall, Juan Morales has battled the bed bugs for all 5 years he's lived at the Merkel Hotel. He shows me the long-sleeve shirt he wears to bed every night to protect his skin. He shows me the spray bottle he uses to soak the floor with rubbing alcohol to repel them.
They wake me up 2 o'clock in the morning.
Juan's from Cuba. He's in his late 60s and used to work for U.S. Oil and Refining Company in Tacoma. In Cuba, he says, people look up to America as a developed country. He wasn't expecting to find bedbugs here. But soon, he says, he'll be away from them.
But at the same time, I don't have to sleep. I have to sleep in my car.
It's because he'll be sleeping in his car, homeless. That's his plan. Nathan Blackmer is with the nonprofit Comprehensive Life Resources. He's tried to find Juan a home.
Yeah, we went and looked at a place together yesterday, and he's $100 under on his income, and yeah. So they turned him away.
For $100, can I find an apartment?
Some of the stress at the Merkel Hotel falls on caseworkers like Nathan. A team of them has been trying to place the tenants in homes, but at this point, they believe almost all of the 15 or so who remain will go into homelessness. They're trying to soften that any way they can by preparing the tenants and the shelters that'll receive them. As we talk in the lobby, a woman walks by muttering. Nathan says she has severe mental illness, and the only way they can help her is by being there when the sheriff's department eventually comes to evict her to try to calm the situation. I sit down with Nathan and two of his coworkers at a Jack in the Box restaurant across the street. They say they'll keep working with the tenants of the Merkel Hotel even after they become homeless.
I take some solace knowing that we're going to be there after the public stops caring. But at the same time, man, it's hard. There's a lot of long nights where you talk to your loved ones about, how happy you are to have what you have. Because it gets dark. Yeah.
This same mass eviction scenario has already played out elsewhere in Tacoma this year. And it's playing out to the south in Parkland and to the north in Burien. Nathan says if you're looking for an explanation for the region's homelessness crisis, here's one. There used to be places like the Merkel Hotel where you could be disabled or poor and yet still afford a room with a door that locked. And there just aren't anymore.
The answer is a cheap, lockable room. I mean, the answer, I say, like I know, but it feels like that's the thing that's missing, right?
The Merkel Hotel is the last of those buildings in Tacoma. Nathan and his coworkers are looking as far away as Moscow, Idaho, for places with similar rents. He says the message that sends is clear. In this new housing market, you can be too poor to live in Tacoma. And these people are. Will James, KNKX News.